today from the Ohio Newsroom, helping young vapers quit. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. In 2020, almost 1 in 5 young adults, those 18 to 20, were vaping. That number is so high, the U.S. Surgeon General has declared e-cigarette use an epidemic. But research into how to help people quit vaping is limited. A new study found one intervention works well, quitline coaching. Liz Klein is the study's co-author and a researcher at Ohio State University's College of Public Health. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
This research involved 500 young adult participants, most of whom vaped on a daily basis. And as part of this study, they called a quitline and received coaching over the phone. How exactly did the intervention work?
Sure. So for this intervention, we wanted to be inclusive of vapers that lived anywhere in the U.S. So we leveraged the existing infrastructure for basically state-based quit lines so that our participants were randomized to one of 4 conditions, but every one of those conditions included access to the quit line. So we offered up to 2 coaching calls for those who were eligible for our study. And that was the beginning of their quitting journey. Not everyone participated in both calls, but at a minimum, they got access to the coach to give them advice on how to make a plan and how to execute that plan. Now, some of the participants were also randomized to a group where they received nicotine replacement therapy, or they might have received access to an mHealth or a mobile health program that included information and, you know, examples of other young adults that were quitting and other things to help support their quit experience, or a standalone text-based program that had links to videos and other online content. So every one of our 508 participants had access to that quit coaching, as well as, depending on which condition they were in, these other intervention elements.
Got it. And what did you find? Was the coaching effective? How many people vaped less or quit the habit altogether?
All of our conditions, and there was some variability between each of the conditions, but essentially between 40 and 48% of the participants in our study quit, regardless of, you know, which, depending on which group that they were in. So that was a much higher rate of cessation than we had anticipated when we built this study, because there's just a very limited amount of evidence, especially for exclusive vapers. So what we found is that since all of our participants had received the calls, our highest rate of success was really the conditions that had calls plus nicotine replacement therapy, or those that had calls, nicotine replacement therapy, as well as that mHealth program.
Yeah, well, nicotine is famously addictive and difficult to quit. Would you say the study suggests it's easier to quit vaping than it would be to quit cigarettes?
That's not our takeaway here. We have every reason to think that because nicotine is addictive in whatever form, I think that because we were looking at 18 to 24 year olds, we suspect that it may have to do with them being earlier on in the number of years that they've been using the product. And for a lot of young people historically, especially smokers, they may not have been as motivated to quit early on. That's something I'll do in my 30s. That's something I might do later. But in this group, we had a very motivated set of young adults, and we think it could be times are changing.
Okay. Well, given how successful the intervention was in this study, would you recommend it to people trying to quit vaping? And how can people get help like this outside of a research environment?
What we take away here is that using these evidence-based practices that have been demonstrated for traditional smokers are looking promising for exclusive vapers. So if I was giving advice to individuals, I would say you should be leveraging these existing practices. I think the support of the quit coach was very helpful in this context for young people, and people should be able to access these quit lines no matter where they live, whether they're here in Ohio or elsewhere.
Okay. Liz Klein with Ohio State University, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.